जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर बन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर बन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर बन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर बन चारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे हरे। कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। राम राम Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
परमहंस परिवराजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवराजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री भक्ति सिद्धांत गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। गौड प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 12, text 2, on the board.
Tasya janma mahabuddhe, karmani cha mahatmanah, nidhanam cha yathaivasti asit, Sapretya गतवान यथा तस्य जन्म महाबुद्धे कर्माणि च महात्मनः निधनं च तैवासीत् प्रेत्य गतवान् यथा तस्य जन्म महाबुद्धे कर्माणि च महात्मनः निधनं च यथैवासीत् सः प्रेत्य गतवान् यथा तस्य जन्म महाबुद्धे कर्माणि च महात्मनः निधनं च यथैवासीत् सप्रेत्यागतवान् यथा तस्य जन्म महाबुद्धे कर्मणा च महात्मनः निधनं च यथैवासीत् प्रीत्य गतवान् यथा स जन्म महाबुद्धे कर्माणि च महात्मनः निधनं च यथैवासीत् मुकेत्य प्रीत्य गता माताजी वर्ड बाय वर्ड मीनिंग तस्य ही इज ऑफ महाराज परीक्षित जन्म बर्थ महाबुद्धे ऑफ ग्रेट इंटेलिजेंस कर्माणी एक्टिविटीज च ऑल्सो महाआत्मनः ऑफ द ग्रेट डिवोटी निधनम डिमाइज च ऑल्सो यथा एज इट वॉज एव ऑफकोर्स आसीत हैपन्ड सह ही प्रेत्य डेस्टिनेशन आफ्टर डेथ गतवान अचीव्ड यथा as it were. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace the Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. How was the great Emperor Parikshit, who was highly intelligent and great devotee, born in that womb? How did his death take place and what did he achieve after his death? Purport. The king of Hastinapur, now Delhi, used to be the emperor of the world, at least till the time of the son of Emperor Parikshit. Maharaj Parikshit was saved by the Lord in the womb of his mother, so he could certainly be saved from an untimely death due to the ill will of the son of a Brahmana. Because the age of Kali began to act just after the assumption of power by Maharaj Parikshit, the first sign of misgiving was exhibited in the cursing of such a greatly intelligent and devoted king as Maharaj Parikshit. The king is the protector of the helpless citizens, and their welfare, peace, and prosperity depend on him. Unfortunately, by the instigation of the fallen age of Kali, an unfortunate Brahmana's son was employed to condemn the innocent Maharaj Parikshit. And so, the king had to prepare himself for death within 7 days. Maharaj Parikshit is especially famous as one who is protected by Vishnu. And when he was unduly cursed by a Brahmana's son, he could have invoked the mercy of the Lord to save him, but he did not want to because he was a pure devotee. A pure devotee never asks the Lord for any undue favor. Maharaj Parikshit knew that the curse of the Brahmana's son was upon him was unjustified, as everyone else knew. But he did not want to counteract it because he knew also that the age of Kali had begun and that the first symptom of the age, namely degradation of the highly talented Brahmana community, had also begun. He did not want to interfere with the current of time, but he prepared himself to meet death very cheerfully and very properly. Being fortunate, he got at least 7 days to prepare himself to meet death. And so he properly utilized the time in the association of Shukadeva Goswami, the great saint and devotee of the Lord.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Shakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Sri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna I heartily welcome all the devotees who have gathered here for the Srimad Bhagavatam class. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya is what is recommended, and so happy to see all of you gathered here for this purpose. So, in this text, we hear about how Parikshit Maharaj was eventually bitten by a serpent and had to give up his life. Now, I remembered a story from Kalyan. It was a Hindi magazine actually, Kalyan Kalpataru, Hindi magazine, in which also there was a story of a boy being bitten by a serpent. So I thought I will first narrate that story and then take up the subject matter of this particular verse. So once there lived a Brahmani. Her name was Gautami. Now, Gautami had only one son, and due to bad fortune, Daivam Padati Sarvatra, so that boy was bitten and by a serpent, vicious serpent, and he died on the spot immediately. So, when that happened, one hunter whose name was Arjunaka, that Arjunaka who lived nearby, he caught that vicious serpent on the wire, you know, wire hook. He bought it and he brought it in presence of, brought it and showed it to Gautami. He said that here is this vicious serpent who has killed your son.
Now I'll dispatch him to Yamalok. So just watch. Now Gautami was an intelligent Brahmani. She knew what is actually the truth. So hearing him speak like this, he said, Arjunaka, he said, release this serpent immediately. It is not his fault. He has not committed any fault. It is not at all. So you cannot prevent what is to happen in destiny. Daivam palati sarvatra nache vidyana paurusham. That is what he said. So destiny has willed that my son should die, and he has been bitten by a serpent and he is dead. So she was philosophical in her outlook. So at that time she said to him, why do you want to carry the burden of killing this serpent? You know, in this human form of life, we should be light, that we should not carry any burden of sin. Why are you wanting to do that? Don't do that. So that's what she told him. And she said also that besides that, by your killing the snake, my son will not come back to life. He's already dead. Therefore, do not kill the snake. Release him. Now, religious people are always involved in pious activities. My son was destined to die, and therefore he died. What will you gain by killing the snake? This was the question she asked Arjunaka, the hunter, the Vyadha. So hunter said, Devi, this snake is very dangerous, very vicious. I do not know how many people he has already bitten and how many more he is going to bite in future if he is released. I do not know that. So Gautami ignored those words. So the serpent that was caught on the wire hook, with great difficulty, he spoke in a human voice. What did he say? Very slowly he spoke. He said, O Vyadha, O hunter, what is my fault? I am Paradhin. I am dependent on others. I was inspired to bite the son of Gautami by Mrityu. Mrityu inspired me to bite him. So I it's not my initiative. I just did what I was asked to do. So, but I bit him not with anger or not with any ill motive. Absolutely. I just did it because I have just followed the order. So Mrityu is at fault. I am not at fault. That's what she told him. The hunter said to the serpent, all right, you are not the cause nor the doer, but the fact is that the boy died because of your bite. This is the discussion that is taking place. The serpent responded, more than the actual doer, the motivator is responsible. I bit the boy because I was inspired to do so by Mrityu. It's not my fault. So this discussion, a highly intellectual platform and sometimes also philosophical, appealed to me. So this story was in Hindi. I have translated it into English and I read it years ago in that Kalyan Kalpataru magazine. So the Mrityu, who was hearing this discussion between the two, you know, so he said to the serpent, O serpent, I am not the one who inspired you. Mrityu, you know, said, I am not the one who inspired. I did it by the order of Kala. And it was by the order of Kala that I asked you to bite the boy. So Kala is responsible. I am not responsible. Now, there is a saying in English, passing the buck. So this is passing the buck that was going on. So Kala is responsible for everything. Every living entity's death, Kala is responsible. Which is true. So addressing the serpent and Mrityu, the hunter said, both of you are responsible for the boy's death. So, Mrityu said, you are both under the domain of Kala and helpless. We simply execute the order of Kala. It is not fair to blame us. Now, as this discussion was taking place, Kala Devata was also hearing the dialogue. Addressing the hunter, said that Kal Devata said, "O hunter, none of us, I, Mrityu, or the serpent, are the cause of boy's death. Nor are we the inspirers. We are not the prerakas. So none of us is involved. Arjuna, this boy has died because of his own karma. He has died because of his own karma. And none of us are really responsible. Not I, not Mrityu, not serpent, and not the old Brahmani mother are responsible for this." So Gautami told the Vyad that my son has died because of his own karma. So you please release the serpent. The hunter carried out the instruction of Brahmani, and the Brahmani became free from her grief. So this is a story from Mahabharata, I believe. So now, here a boy was bitten to death by a poisonous serpent, and our Parikshit Maharaj, he was also bitten by a serpent. Are the two in the same category? So in case of boy, it was said that one's own karma bears fruit. So is it the same? No. That's why we have to read Srimad Bhagavatam. It is on a totally different platform. Apparently the events are similar. The boy was bitten by a snake, and Parikshit Maharaj also was bitten by a snake. But there is a gulf of difference, and that is what we appreciate from the Srimad Bhagavatam, and that's what we understand from the purport. And especially Srila Prabhupada's purports on death of Parikshit, or impending death of Parikshit, are really most wonderful and very, very inspiring. That's why I thought, I would narrate this story so we can contrast it with what happened actually. So was Parikshit Maharaj in the wrong, when he expected a glass of water from the sage? Was he wrong? So Prabhupada writes beautiful purport. We will go through that. It's a detailed thing. As we know the story, briefly I will narrate. On the bank of river Kaushik, there was an ashram of the great and effulgent Rishi. His name was Shamik Rishi. Now, Shamik Rishi had many disciples, and one of them was his own son. His name was Shringi. It so happened that one day from his ashram, all his disciples, including his son Shringi, they all went to a nearby forest to collect firewood for sacrifice. So because of that, Shamik Rishi was all alone. He was all alone sitting in the ashram, and he was not idle, he was meditating. He was in samadhi, he was meditating. So this was the situation. So as destiny would have it, Parikshit Maharaj happened to be in the vicinity of the ashram. The weather was very, very not at all conducive. It was extremely hot, blazingly hot, as they say. Body was, blazing with heat. It was very, very uneasy, absolutely uneasy. And he was looking for some place where he could take some little rest and drink water. This Chakravarti Samrat, that is the least he can expect from somebody. So he went to the ashram. He was looking around. Nobody was there because all had gone to collect firewood. So he saw here and there, searching for water, he came across the Rishi, Shamik. Shamik Rishi was in deep trance. So he asked him, not knowing that he was in trance, and he was in that troubled situation, of heat, bothering him, thirst bothering him, and he was in a very, very difficult situation. So he asked Shamik Rishi, "Can you give me a glass of water? My throat is parched, it's dry, I want to drink a little water." He asked again and again, no response. Why there was no response? Because Shamik Rishi was in samadhi, he was not responding to anything. So, and then in that state,
he got angry.
He got very angry. Hmm? So Srila Prabhupada
writes a beautiful purport on this aspect. Not necessarily in this, somewhere else he writes purport.
He says that
the king had not received any formal welcome, which is the way we welcome a guest, a
little bit about guest reception.
So he was not offered any asana,
he was not offered a place to sit,
he was not offered water, nor was he addressed with some sweet words of welcome,
and
which is our Vedic tradition. And the circumstance was that Shamik Rishi was in meditation, therefore this was not done. But nevertheless, as far as Parikshit Maharaj was concerned, Chakravarti Samrat was concerned, none of these things were done. So he became angry. He became angry. You can say that it was providence which impelled him to become angry, but he became angry. That is a fact. He became angry. And what did he do? On the spur of the moment, he saw a dead snake lying under a tree. With his bow, he picked it up and put it on the shoulder of Shamik Rishi, who was deeply in trance. Shamik Rishi did not notice that a dead serpent has been put on his neck. He was not at all aware. He was not conscious. Parikshit Maharaj just left the place and went away. So when the disciples, some of the disciples who came later, they saw what had happened. They saw a dead snake on the neck of Shamik Rishi, their guru. They became disturbed, and then they went and talked to Sringi, the son of Shamik Rishi. Now, Shamik Rishi's son, Sringi, he was a great tapasvi, great renunciant. Though he was a great renunciant, as Raghunath Maharaj also has pointed out in his talk, that though he was a renunciant, he lacked maturity. So he became very angry. The Kshatriya versus Brahmana spirit, you know, that arose in his consciousness. And he said that, what does this Kshatriya king think of himself, you know? He thinks that my father is to be disrespected in this way. I curse him. So there was water lying in one of the kamandalus. He took that water and, you know, closed his eyes, uttered some mantra, and he took that water and threw it on the ground and said that, let this king, you know, who has insulted my venerable father, he should die within 7 days. He will be bitten by Takshaka serpent. King of serpents, Takshaka, will bite the Chakravarti Samrat. That was his consciousness. This curse he uttered, and in on the spur of the moment. So that started the degradation of the Brahmana community in the society. So he cursed. So later on, the disciples of the guru, you know, they went and talked to him. They told him that such and such a thing has happened. And then the guru noticed at that time there is a dead snake. He had come out of samadhi, and the disciples told him what things had happened. So he saw that there was a snake, he threw it out. And he was not perturbed. So he called his son. He called his son and told Sringi. Shamik Rishi told his son Sringi, Sringi, what you have done is most unfortunate. The most unfortunate thing that you could have done, you have done. And what is that? He said that Parikshit Maharaj is the emperor of the world. It is because of him that all living entities in the universe are protected. They get food, they get shelter. It is because of him. Such a great personality. And for a very trivial offense, very ordinary, trivial offense, you are given such a curse of wanting him to die in 7 days. What have you done? So he was most disturbed. But it happened. You know, things happen in life on which we have no control. So the thing that happened. So Shamik Rishi was most disturbed. The best that he could do was that he sent one of his senior disciples to Maharaj Parikshit. Maharaj Parikshit doesn't know that he has been cursed, by Sringi. So there are no mobiles to convey, So he sent his disciple, very mature disciple, he sent him to Parikshit Maharaj. And the student conveyed the message to Parikshit Maharaj. He said that, Maharaj, my guru, Shamik Rishi, has sent me to you. And he has conveyed the message that you have been cursed to die in 7 days. You may not be aware, but he has conveyed this message to you. So within 7 days, you are dying. And so therefore, you have to prepare yourself for that. So, and he said that my guru is very, very miserable because he was was not in a position to receive you as he should have. You are our guest in the ashram and he should have received you very nicely. But because he was in deep meditation, he did not welcome you. And this unfortunate thing has happened. You also little indiscreetly put a dead snake on the neck of Shamik Rishi. So all this has led to the present event. So you have 7 days to live. And you can organize your life the way you want to come out of the situation or whatever. So this way the disciple conveyed the message from Shamik Rishi to this Parikshit Maharaj. Now Parikshit Maharaj on his own part, after having put the dead snake on the neck of Shamik Rishi, he felt miserable. He said that, what have I done? What have I done, I have done something which no Vaishnava should be doing, but I have done it. I have put a dead snake. So I deserve to be punished. So when this message was conveyed to him that you are going to be bitten by a snake, he accepted it with most willingness. He readily accepted that. He said, I am going to be bitten by a snake. This is apt punishment for a person like me who has committed this offense against a great sage like Shamik. So he accepted it. Acceptance is a very important aspect of our spiritual life. Accepting things as they come, accepting the order of the Guru is something that we have to do. So he said that, yes, I deserve worse. So he has cursed me to die in 7 days. No problem. That is wonderful. Absolutely right. So Prabhupada writes, Prabhupada writes, he says that as a matter of fact, the king was right to get angry with the sage, or with the rishi, when he needed just a glass of water to drink. To become angry, Prabhupada writes, in such a grave situation, difficult situation, was not unnatural for the king. But because the king himself was not less than a saint himself, please notice the word, but because the king himself was not less than a saint himself, his becoming angry and putting a dead snake on the shoulder of a meditative sage was astonishing. So on one hand, Prabhupada says that the Raja's reaction, Parikshit Maharaja's reaction to Shamik Rishi was not unnatural. A Chakravarti Samrat is used to getting wonderful welcome wherever he went. So here he had not been welcomed and he wanted a drop of water to drink, that also was not made available. So he's getting angry, is correct. But at the same time, he's equally saying that, the Raja, the king himself, was not an ordinary person. He was a Vaishnava, Parama Vaishnava. He was Vishnurath. In the womb of his mother itself, he had seen the Supreme Lord. So he was a great personality. So for a such a great personality to get irritated and irked by the behavior of the sage, so-called behavior of the sage, was also quite astounding. So this is also astonishing. So how do we understand that? So Srila Prabhupada quotes Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And he says
that says that Maharaj Parikshit, for a king like, I'll read exactly the words of Prabhupada, for a king like Parikshit to become angry and envious, especially at a sage and a brahmana, was undoubtedly unprecedented. It had never happened in life of Parikshit Maharaj before. He had never done such a thing in his life before. And it happened, this event happened. He had no control over what happened. So Maharaj Parikshit became angry at the sage due to his thirst and hunger by the will of the Lord. He writes this in the purport to the verse. So Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti and Srila Jiva Goswami do not believe that the king's action was due to his past misdeeds. Sometimes we say, you know, this happened, you know, he's suffering because of his past misdeeds. Sanchit karma. We say like that. But these two stalwart commentators, they say that it was, you know, they do not believe that the king's action was due to his past misdeeds. He had done many sinful things in the past, and now, you know, he did this one more sinful thing. That's not how the acharyas look at the event. So, the arrangement was made by the Lord just to call the king back home, back to Godhead. So, Parikshit Maharaj's behavior, which was apparently on a normal platform, was wrong. A meditative sage, you put a dead snake, apparently wrong. But they say here, this arrangement was made by the Lord just to call the king back home, back to Godhead. So this is direct interference of Supreme Lord Krishna in the life of Parikshit Maharaj to just precipitate his going back home, back to Godhead quickly. This is, Lord does this in many instances. So accordingly, according to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the plan was made by the will of the Lord. The plan was made by the will of the Lord, and by His will alone, the situation of frustration was created. Now, we do not expect Vishnurat, a person favored by the Lord Vishnu in the womb of his mother, right from there he is a bhakta. We do not expect this inverted commas irrational behavior from a person like Chakravarti Parikshit Maharaj. We don't expect that. But he says that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that the plan was made by the will of the Lord. These are words of Prabhupada, not my words. I am just quoting. Plan was made by the will of the Lord, and by His will alone, a situation of frustration was created. The plan was that for his so-called misdeed, the king would be cursed by an inexperienced brahmana, Sringi. By inexperienced brahmana, and what is his consciousness? He is infected by the influence of Kali. The brahmana Sringi is also infected by the influence of Kali. Parikshit Maharaj also is influenced by the Kali. So his connection with Srila Shukdev Goswami would enable presentation of the great Srimad Bhagavatam. So the Srimad Bhagavatam had to manifest itself. So for that to happen, so many events were orchestrated by the Supreme Lord Himself, making a wonderful pure devotee like Parikshit Maharaj to commit this, sin of, garlanding Shamik Rishi with a dead snake. Now, we don't expect anything irrational from a devotee, do we? We don't. We say that this person has been devotee for so many years. Now, if that devotee goes off the tangent and does something, one is that, he has fallen back to his old ways or something like that. But in this case, the situation is totally controlled by the Lord. The plan was
by the Lord Himself according to the Acharyas, and Parikshit Maharaj did what he did simply because of, you know, the plan of the Lord. This is how Srila Prabhupada makes beautiful comments. So by placing King Parikshit in an awkward position, the incarnation of Srimad Bhagavatam was created by the will of the Lord. So the Acharyas have a different viewpoint. You know, it's not traditional or conventional. Parikshit Maharaj, you know, he misbehaved with the king. No, misbehaved with the sage. No, no such feelings are there. They rationalize it on the basis of the will of the Lord. The Christians say, thy will be done. Thy will be done. So, will of the Lord is of paramount importance, and we, ordinary mortals, such as us, you know, we cannot appreciate what is the will of the Lord. Can we? We cannot. So, but the Acharyas can, as they say, they can read in between lines, you know, in between lines, and, you know, understand why a particular thing has happened. So, that's very, very important. So, devotees like Parikshit Maharaj are powerful enough to forbear the distress by the will of the Lord, and they are never disturbed. The very fact that Parikshit Maharaj became agitated and disturbed just because he could not get water to drink, it seems to be not conforming with our concept of a devotee, right? So that, you know, was something strange. So the situation in this case was planned by the Lord. So this is the conclusion Prabhupada refers to in his purport. Now, how did Parikshit Maharaj receive this, you know, information that he is going to die in 7 days? Very briefly I will touch upon it. So Parikshit Maharaj welcomed the curse given by an immature Brahmana sage, Shrungi. He was feeling that punishment meted out to him was most appropriate. So accepting things as they come, this is one of the traits of a devotee, pure devotee, and he accepted it. Parikshit Maharaj renounced everything and he appointed Janamejaya, his son, as the successor. He gave up everything and all his wealth, he's a Chakravarti Samrat, you can imagine his wealth. Gave up everything and he became what? He became a Kaupina Dhari. Just for a Kaupina, just like we talk about the Shadgoswamis who were so affluent, but they became Kaupina Dharis and were wandering about in the forest of Vrindavan. Hey Radhe, hey Lalite. They are crying out of devotion. Similarly here, Raja Parikshit, he became a Kaupina Dhari. And he went to the bank of Ganga. So by the Lord's will, the great sages, and all the sages and great sages of the world, they all assembled there. It was as if a divine SMS was sent to all the sages on the universe, and they came to know that the great Parikshit Maharaj, Vishnurath, he is going to leave his body. That message was conveyed. How it was conveyed, we don't know, but it was conveyed. And all of them assembled there. All of them assembled there. So, Parikshit Maharaj had only one concern. He asked the sages how to perfect his life, which is going to end now, very shortly. So, when Sukhdev Goswami appeared there, so Parikshit Maharaj said to him, I am begging you to show the way of perfection to all persons, and especially one who is about to die. I am about to die. Please let me know what a man should hear, chant, remember, worship, and what he should not do. Both these questions Parikshit Maharaj asked Sukhdev Goswami. And I am cutting short because there is not so much time left. So he could not, Parikshit Maharaj, who could not tolerate thirst, you know, he was not able to tolerate thirst, and it is implied that because of that, you know, he did a wrong thing. But basically, just like a child is irritated, throws a tantrum. So Parikshit Maharaj threw a tantrum by putting a dead snake on the neck of Shamik Maharaj. Is that what it was? No, it was not. He just did it. It was by divine will. We can just think that what is it that at that point in time, you know, a dead snake became available to him and he could put it. From where did the dead snake come? Everything was planned by destiny. So one who could not tolerate thirst, that Shamik Rishi's ashram, heard the Srimad Bhagavatam for 7 days and 7 nights, not drinking water, not eating anything, completely. How could he do that? Same Parikshit Maharaj, who could not tolerate thirst for a brief while and did that irrational thing. So therefore we have to ascribe it to divine will. Therefore we have to ascribe it to the plan of the Lord. It is not man-made plan. So then, because of that, the Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken for 7 days and 7 nights, and Srimad Bhagavatam appeared. So this way, we can understand the purpose for which these things happened in Parikshit Maharaj's life. Then we have that beautiful word, Krishne Sodhama Upagate Dharma Jnanadi Bhisa Kalau Nashta Drusham Esha Purana Arka Aduna Uditaha. So, though the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna wound up his activities on the surface of earth and went back home to his own abode, went to Krishna Lok. But that, the sages ask, you know, who is going to take over the various activities which Krishna would have advised us? So, say that the Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam is the most invaluable grantha which took over the role which Lord Krishna would have played. So that Srimad Bhagavatam does. So Raja Parikshit went to the spiritual world being bitten by a snake. And because of Raja Parikshit, we got the Srimad Bhagavatam as a gift. So it was his parting gift to humanity. So Srimad Bhagavatam is the most precious gift which humanity could have aspired for, and that gift was given by Parikshit Maharaj to humanity. So the Bhagavat Puran is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just after the departure of Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali shall get light from the Purana. So Srila Prabhupada writes a beautiful purport here. It could have been discussed in little more detail maybe, but it doesn't matter. But what it means is that Parikshit Maharaj he was bitten by a snake, just as that Gautami's son was bitten by a snake. But what a gulf of difference between the two. So it is mentioned and in the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and I must acknowledge the help that I got from Brahmacharis in discussing this part. So after hearing the words of Shukdev, Parikshit Maharaj stated that having listened to Bhagavatam, Parikshit had attained the transcendental pastimes of fearlessness and oneness with the Supreme, Uttama Shloka. His ignorance had been dispelled, and by the mercy of Shukdev Goswami, he had gained the sight of the supremely auspicious personality of Godhead. So, as a result, he had cast aside all fear. One who has been bitten by a snake and is destined to die in 7 days, he would be fearful. Even when we have a sore throat nowadays, we become so fearful. Could it be COVID, you know? One doesn't know. So fear comes naturally to human beings. But Parikshit Maharaj, because, you know, he had such wonderful association of the great devotee, Shukdev Goswami, son of Vyasdev, he became totally fearless. He faced death fearlessly.
So Parikshit Maharaj had begged Shukdev to permit him to fix his heart upon the lotus feet of Lord Hari and give up his life.
So the last thing that Shukdev Goswami asked is that I want your anumati to beg, to meditate on Lord Hari towards my end, at the fag end of my life. I want to meditate this. So Shukdev Goswami grants that permission to Parikshit Maharaj, and cutting things short, and subsequently Maharaj Parikshit, he became free of all fear, free of all doubts, and he sits down in a yogic posture and completely becomes absorbed and merges in meditation of the Supreme Lord within his heart, totally absorbed in that. And then the snake bird, Takshaka, assumes the form of a Brahmana and comes and bites him. But in the meantime, the spirit soul of Raja Parikshit has already gone to the spiritual world. He comes and bites him, and his body, is completely burnt out, totally. So that is the end which Parikshit Maharaj meets. So from this account, we can see how great devotees like Parikshit Maharaj show us by their own example what is true renunciation, what is true bhakti, what is true surrender. So it's a very inspiring example of Parikshit Maharaj. So these were some of the thoughts that came to me, which I have tried to present before you. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any question here? Yes, Prabhupada. There are stalwart devotees here in the gathering who can answer it better than me, but I'll try.
Prabhuji, thank you very much for coming and giving us this nice Bhagavatam class. It's a very sweet experience to hear from you, right from the chanting of Jai Radha Madhav. Prabhuji, I wanted to ask this one point you made in the class, that you described Sringi as an accomplished renunciant or accomplished in his practices, but he was not mature enough. So, like, just retrospecting on our own life as sadhakas, like we also, because we are Lord Chaitanya's followers, so we read Prabhupada's books, and Mahaprabhu Bhakta Gane Vairagya Pradhan, we read all these things, and we try to inculcate that renunciation, whether we are brahmacharis or grahasthas. Most of the times we are immature. So Prabhuji, from your own life as a devotee for so long, you have lived the test of time. So please enlighten us on how we can get this devotional maturity. Because many times the senior devotees tell us that you are not mature enough. So how can we get that maturity?
To answer your question, Sringi's case was exceptional. Sringi was used by the Lord, to bring about this event in life of Parikshit Maharaj. Sringi, he was a tapasvi. Right from boyhood, he was practicing tapasya, and so he had attained the power to curse. Now, when you get powers, you have to use powers with discretion. Right? It is not that Krishna has given you power, so you can use it anyway. So you have to use it with discretion. That requires maturity. You may get a license to use a gun, but that doesn't mean that you take that gun and go and shoot all the schoolboys, That's what is happening in America now, that you require maturity. So, you have been given some facility, but that doesn't mean that we have to use it indiscreetly. So, as in English that they're saying, discretion is better part of valor. So we have to use our discretion in whatever we do, even in Bhakti Marga also. His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj always says that you have to think, you know, before we act. So we have to, so here, Sringi, he was impulsive and, you know, he cursed. If he had only, you know, thought for a moment whom he is cursing, you know, that would have been discretion. He didn't use his discretion. He just went ahead and, you know, cursed him. And this unfortunate, you can call it unfortunate, you can call it fortunate also, because Parikshit Maharaj is, you know, passing away was the result of, you know, eventually we got Srimad Bhagavatam because of Parikshit Maharaj. So in one way, these events were orchestrated. So very many times we may have powers. So the police inspectors or the police, some of them, you know, they are provided with weapons, but they are not supposed to use it indiscreetly. So discretion is very, very important. That discretion comes out of maturity. You know? So you find that devotees who are advanced, they are very mature in their outlook. Just by seeing the acharya of a Vaishnava, you know, people have become devotees. So it's very, very important, this part. Discretion is very important. So he had no discretion, Sringi. Because he was a young boy, he was not a grown-up sage or something. He had just, you know, developed some power because of his penance, and he used it indiscreetly. And as Prabhupada mentions in his purport, very beautiful purport, worth reading, he mentions that the degradation of Brahmana community began with Sringi, you know, cursing indiscreetly Parikshit Maharaj. The degradation started with that Brahmana community. Until then, you know, the Brahmanas were intellectuals, they were spiritual, and their guidance to the society was of paramount importance. But somehow or the other, by the will of the Lord, you can say, Sringi indiscreetly cursed Parikshit Maharaj and all these things happened. I don't know whether I have satisfied, answered your question properly or not. There may be somebody in the audience who will answer it in a better way than I have done. I'm sure there will be so many stalwarts sitting here. They can also enlighten us. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Guruji.
Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavat Puranam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanandi.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.